Okay, our fifth week of five short ideas on Shabbos Kodesh. Our learning this week should be Le'ui Nishmas, Daniel Sara, Bas Eliezer, Yisrael Halevi, and also for Shem for Baruch Tzibin of Kabbal, Yabsor Shochal Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Mori Naim. Mori Naim, Chernobyl Rebbe, whose Yartzai was actually two Shabbos ago, he quoted in Parshas Kitetze, he says a beautiful idea. The Gemara tells us a beta to Zayin and Aleph. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Matana Tova Yeshli Bebeis Genzei, Yushabbos Shema. I have a beautiful gift in my treasure house, and Shabbos is her name. Lech v'hudiyam. Go and tell them about it. And the more now I want to understand, what is the deeper lashon? What is the word v'hudiyam? Right? Usually when you want to tell someone the word tell or say, it's dibur or amar. What's v'hudiyam? It says the more now, v'hudiyam is a lashon of eschabris. It's a lashon of connection, of connecting. It's a magnet. Says the more Naim. You want to know what Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klai Yisrael at the time, but Beis Ginzev Shabbos Malach Vodiyam, go tell him Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to go tell him that Shabbos is her name? Go tell him that they, if they want to know what it means to be connected to me, it's got to be through Shabbos. Shebilado lohayu cholim lekrav etzli. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, without Shabbos, you can't come close to me. Dafka through Shabbos, that's how someone lives close to their bonushim, through preparing for Shabbos, through connecting for Shabbos. So the obvious question is, we know Shabbos is our connection now. How do we get there? The second idea comes to us from the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi says in Parshat Kisisa, and the Oiv Yisrael says in the same Kisisa as well, he says it's simple. You want to know how to prepare for, how to experience Shabbos? It comes from preparation. The more you look forward to Shabbos, the more you prepare for it, the more you yearn for Shabbos, then at the end of the day, you'll be able to be a base kibbutz for Shabbos. Says the Kedushas Levi, Achachana tzarach lius lahachin es atzma, a person has to prepare himself. There's so much holiness, so much Kedusha coming for Shabbos. There's so much purity coming for Shabbos. A person has to prepare the whole week. You can't just experience Shabbos when Sunday to Friday, you're davening Shemona Esrei very quickly. Or your midos aren't, you're not striving to grow in your midos, and your Limud Torah and your kindness. A person the entire week has to be able to live in a Jewish way, to be able to understand, to be able to mishatarach be'ev Shabbos, yochav Shabbos, to be able to prepare for Shabbos, obviously the whole week, all the Gemara says, all about these different tanam, what they used to do, waking up early, salting the fish, going to the supermarket, but also to be able to understand, that at the end of the day, to feel Shabbos, you have to live a Shabbos life throughout the week. What does that mean, to live a Shabbos life? It means to live a Jewish life throughout the week, a life of growth, of connecting, in ben adam l'chavero, ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'atzmo. Moving on to the third idea. The third idea comes to us from this sefer called Sidur Shel Shabbos. The whole sefer is on Shabbos Kodesh. So it's Sidur Shel Shabbos quotes the Gemara in Yoma. Lama Tesam Aleph. The Gemara says, Adam Mekadesh Atzma Milmata Magdishim Oso Milmala. If a person sanctifies themselves down here, then a Kodesh Baruch will help them upstairs. More like, it's also like the Gemara Habel Atar Mesainoso. When someone takes the first step, Kodesh Baruch will reach out to help them. So it says the Sidur Shel Shabbos. This is exactly referring to our job in this world. During the week, it's Ad Mekadesh Atzma Milmata. We have to try to be able to sanctify everything that we do. The way we eat, the way we speak, the way we talk. And if we do that, then Mikdashim Oso Milmata. Then when comes Shabbos Kodesh, we'll be Zocha to be able to experience Ruchnius. We'll be Zocha to experience spirituality. But first it starts with the physical. First it starts Ad Mekadesh Atzma Milmata. First it starts with the Milmata things in our lives. How we talk, how we interact with each other. How we speak, how we eat, and how we drink, and how we act during the week. And then, then we can be able to feel the ruchnis through the week, and the ultimate ruchnis on Shabbos Kodesh. So all these three ideas, the Mori Naim says that Shabbos is a hischabros, how do we connect to Shabbos? It's Dafka, says the Kudshalev, by preparing ourselves. And Sidur Shel Shabbos says, how do you prepare yourself? Dafka, by finding holiness in all the physical actions in our lives. Finally now, the fourth idea. The fourth idea, I just want to talk a little bit about Seischel Nesham and Eishes Chayil. We'll see why in a second. So we say in Seischel Nesham, it's such a weird thing. I remember my Rebbe, Rabbi Storch, they have the minute, they don't say Seischel. Right? Seischel Nesham, it's like a little bit of a rude thing to say. By angels, you walked me home from the shul, now, you don't have to come. What's the deeper idea behind Seischel Nesham? So I saw in the Sefer, quotes the Machas HaShekel, who says, you want to know why we're saying Seischel Nesham to the Malachim? We are expressing our hope, says Machas HaShekel, that whenever the Malachim do leave, they choose to leave our home, they should leave in Shalom, without any accusation for any shortcomings they may have found in us. Meaning the Malachim see what we do right, what we do wrong. It's not kicking the milk, God forbid. It's Seischem L'Shalom. You should find good in our home. Find the beds that are made. Find the table set and find the candles that are lit. As the Gemara says, the Malachim always look for those three things. The beds made, the table set, and the candles lit. But that's what we're saying. Seischem, it's not a rude thing. It's Seischem L'Shalom. Find goodness in our lives. Be able to bring back to the Baruch Hashem. Tell them we have Shalom in our, we have Shalom with us. And look for the good within us. And finally, the fifth and final idea comes to us from the Sefer Shulchan HaTor. So he quotes the Medrash first and says, "What's Eishes Chayil? Who wrote Eishes Chayil?" And one of the answers in the Midrash, actually in our parsha in Chayisar, says that who wrote Eishes Chayil was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu wrote Eishes Chayil for Sarah Imenu. When Sarah passed away, Avram wrote Eishes Chayil. Says the Shulchan HaTor, the one whose deeds and thoughts during the past week have been directed towards the Avodas Hashem will experience a kedusha as he sings the praises of the Shechina with this, with Eishes Chayil on Malel Shabbos. Meaning, in simple English, if someone had a good week of Avodas Hashem, and it comes to the stands of Eishes Chayil, you'll mamish feel every panemius of Eishes Chayil. Obviously, we know we sing Eishes Chayil to our wives. Eishes Chayil is also brought down that it's referring to the Torah. But says the same Sefer Shulchan HaTor, Avram Avinu wrote Eishes Chayil, and he wrote it for Sarah Imenu. And if a person lives their week, always yearning for Shabbos and dedicated to Avodas Hashem, then he's able to feel the Kedusha Shabbos. Dafka says specifically through Eishes Chayil, through the holy words that Avram Avinu wrote for Sarah Imenu. So let's just review these five ideas. We said the first idea that Mori Naim says, Lich, the Hodiyam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, and this great gift called Shabbos, go tell the Jewish people, what's the lashon of the Hodiyam? The Hodiyam is a schabros, it's a connection, it's a magnet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, you want to be holy to me? It's going to be through Shabbos. Kedushas Levi says, how do we prepare? How do we experience Shabbos? Number, you have to become a base kibbutz. You have to live a holy week. You have to yearn for Shabbos. You have to be able to make sure that your midos and your davening and your learning is going well. And the Siddur Shabbos Shabbos says, a little more specifically, you want to know how to experience Shabbos on Shabbos? Arum Kadosh Atzmal Malta Maktish Malsumel Malo. If you're specifically in your physical interactions, the way you speak and eat and drink and eat is in a holy way, then come Shabbos, you'll be zoche to be able to feel the Kedusha Shabbos. And the fourth idea, we said from the Machzor Shekel, Dafka, we tell Seisus Mashom to tell the Malachim they should find good within us when they go back to the Bon Shalom, that they should find good, they should look for the beds that are made, the candles are set, and that the tables are made. The fifth idea is Eishes Chayil. The Eishes Chayil is brought down by the Medrash that Avram wrote for Sarah for her eulogy. And says the Shulchan HaTor, when someone feels they're living a Jewish holy life during the week, then they'll zoch to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos through the stanza on the beautiful, beautiful words of Eishes Chayil. We should be zoch to take these Shabbos thoughts into our lives, Be'ez Hashem. Shkoich.